but also with some concern, as she had already asked her son several times in advance to look for a suitable bride. The princess had grown tired over the many years of ruling alone and wished for nothing more than that Siegfried would take over her office. But this one had always declined. "What's the hurry? I still have time." So, that evening, he danced exuberantly on the spacious terrace of the castle among his guests. Flower girls turned in circles and threw fragrant roses at him. Young men dreamt of wild hunting and compared the elasticity of their crossbows. Between them, the court jester pushed his way through the crowd and caused amusement with his jokes, which were sometimes as impertinent as only a court jester can allow himself without being hanged for them. He just surprised old Wolfgang, who had stepped onto the terrace and stared in amazement at the dancing girls and boys. The educator knew, of course, that Siegfried's mother would have preferred her son to have studied the list of marriage candidates for the prom the following day. But before he could have had a harsh word with Siegfried, the fool had long since grabbed him by the sleeve and dragged him to an armchair, where he pressed a cup of wine into his hand. The other guests also raised their cups to Siegfried and wished him good luck and health. And although the educator usually never got tired of admonishing the prince, but please don't look too deeply into the glass, alcohol is known to damage health, Wolfgang drank the most of all guests, so much that a little later when he tried to get up from his armchair to admonish Siegfried, not to use the bottom of his glass as his favorite lens again,